This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, churning and burning, baby. I'm excited.
And I'll tell you one thing, I've never been more focused.
But my focus is just stay focused.
So I need to address a couple things here. We have some good news. I want to get to some emails. I'm way behind on the emails. And this is not good news. This is something you're going to be mad at me about. So I'm ready. I'm ready for the hate. This email said, Dear Kelly the Great, see Chris, we know that you've been super busy with the world famous authoring, audiobook recording, book tour, and other part-time radio host duties, but it's the end of June and we still don't have the bipartisan hottest women of Congress list. This is literally, and I hate you guys, an injustice to the country in need of unity. Buenas tardes. And he said his name is Jordan.
Buenas tardes.
All right. I owe you honesty at all times. I do. It's just you and me talking. So let's have a talk. It was two years ago. We decided we were just going to kind of do a gag. It was just supposed to be kind of a goof thing. Where we were going to take all the women in the House and the Senate, and we were going to grade the top 10 based on attractiveness. And it was just supposed to make the libs mad. And of course, most of the chicks on the right would love it and laugh. And everyone, you would laugh and I would laugh. It wasn't obviously serious, but it was something we did. And we had AOC on there, and Boebert won it, and we sent Boebert a partially used Red Lobster gift card, which was hilarious. And it turned into this thing that ended up getting way bigger than we ever thought it was going to get. I know it went international. It was on international publications. Boebert was posing with the certificate we sent her in front of her office. It was awesome, all right? But this always happens to us where we'll do something stupid and screw off. And it gets big, way bigger than we think it's going to get. You know what the problem is, Chris? We still act like the show is a 7 to 8 o'clock at night show buried on some tiny station. And we lose sight of the fact that everyone's listening. I quit. So we did this thing. And then this is going to sound bad. So I don't have another way to put this. I'm just going to give it to you straight. Running for office this year in the midterms, there were a lot, and I mean a lot, of really, really attractive women. There were a lot of them. They were all Republicans. All the Democrats were hags, of course. But there were a lot. There was something like 10 of these women. They were just dimes, knockouts, dimes. And me and Clay and Buck started talking about it, and we were laughing about how many dimes there were. And we decided, man, this is crazy. It's going to be this GOP red wave. And then we were talking about my list, and the list is going to be huge next year. And we were talking about potentially doing a draft, an online draft. It would have been the most degrading, hilarious thing ever. It would have been fantastic. Everyone would have loved it. Every dude, every woman with a sense of humor, we would have all laughed. And again, it was just juvenile, stupid stuff. It was all we were doing, just something stupid. And then the midterms happened. And they all lost. All of them. With the exception of Anna Paulina Luna out of Florida, all the dimes lost. Catalina Lauf, all of, I don't even remember their names now. I didn't really care. I don't remember their names, but there were a lot. What, Chris? I mean, I cared. That's not what I'm saying. They all lost. And it kind of took the wind out of my sails for the hottest women of Congress list. And it's why I haven't done it yet. And I don't know if I'm going to do it again. I don't know if I'm going to do it again. Is there even any suspense? It's either Boebert or Luna. So we already know who the champion is. It's not really a debate. Although I hear AOC's been working out. Maybe she grinds her way in there. But I don't know that it's worth to do again. So there, I had to get that off my chest. What, Chris? You have something to say? We have to do it again to kick Ilhan Omar off? You only don't like Ilhan Omar because she hates Jews. She totally is one of the top 10 on the list. You need to let her in anti-Semitism go when it comes to our list, Chris. Our list is only about looks. She could be the spawn of Satan, and if she's hot enough, she's getting on the list. It's just, buddy, you're going to have to set... Now, you and her are never going to hang out. Don't get me wrong. She'd probably light you on fire or something. What? Chris, don't, there's no need to insult her here. There's no need. That's, now you're just being petty. Now you're being petty is what you're being. All right, let it go. All right, let it go. You two are oil and water, Chris, oil and water. But hey, even oil and water, you shake it up real quick and mix up for at least a couple minutes. What? I'm just saying, what? All right, we're moving on. I have some good news. Here's some good news. It's true we have a bunch of violent, vile street communists in this country. The Antifa types, the BLM types, of course, they have all kinds of future communist foot soldiers pouring over our southern border every day. I'm not denying that. I'm not denying the violence of communists. And I'm not denying the violence of weak men. Weak men are much more violent and scary than strong men. Strong men control it. Weak men are nasty. So I'm not saying that. But one of the things that encourages me is how soft American communists are. Because the American right has been so nice and so tolerant and so understanding and so cheek-turning for so long, it's created this communist cabal at the top of people who are just so soft. There's this guy in Iowa. Well, he's no longer in Iowa. Chris Gloninger. Man, that's a mouthful. Golly, that is a mouthful. He is a weatherman for some Iowa TV station, or I should say he was. He just quit the news station. Why did he quit the news station? He quit the news station because, of course, he's a dirty communist, and he couldn't just get up and tell us the weather. He couldn't just say, rainy tomorrow, snowy tomorrow, whatever the case may be. Lo and behold, surprise, surprise, he had to show up at his job and try to spread his demonic religion. So he tries to give the weather, and of course he has to cite climate change and climate this and man-made climate change, and he has to inject all this crap into his weather report. Well, of course, the right is beginning to grow teeth. Now, remember something. You and I both want the right to turn into anti-communists. We want them to grow teeth. Teeth are good. Aggressive is good. Be aggressive with the filthy communist. He deserves it. Liberal Aunt Peggy, don't roll your eyes and walk away when she tries to ruin Thanksgiving. Give it to her right back until she cries and leaves the party. That's how it should be. But there's another part of this. Teeth also, it's going to get us uncomfortable every now and then because people are going to take it too far. Apparently some dude emailed in a threat of some kind. I don't know if it was a serious threat or they call everything a threat. So you never know if it's an actual threat. He might have just emailed in and said, hey, this guy's an idiot. Take him off the air. Or maybe he was a psycho and said, I'm coming to kill you, which you definitely should not do. Remember, you need to stay legal and local at all times. No matter what, the guy emailed in something nasty and the meteorologist quit. This dude quit his job, and he not only quit his job, he cited PTSD. What a sissy. PTSD from a nasty email. You should see my emails, you dork. Gosh, that's hilarious. Hi, Jesse. You've been saying for a while now that people in government need to serve prison time. I agree that's something that needs to be done to bring justice. My wife was fired for not complying with the vax mandate. I'm fully on the side of your buddy Steve Dace regarding this matter. There need to be trials and executions, not prison time. They violated the Nuremberg Code. I will pay for their prison expenses when hell freezes over. Please don't say my name. Look, this just goes back to what I was saying about the right has had enough. Enough percentage of the right has had enough. And the old ways, the old days of the GOP, just kind of patting us on the head and acting like they kind of care. It's not good enough. Look, Adam Schiff is a piece of trash. They censured him. That's what they did. They got together and censured him. You want to hear how upset he was about that?
Do you have any regrets on how you handled the Russia issue? Obviously, the former president was never criminally implicated for anything involving Russia.
No, not at all. I think the investigation of his misconduct was very important. It ultimately led to his impeachment, which I was proud to lead. And it led to the first bipartisan vote to remove a president in U.S. history. I was also proud to serve on the January 6th committee, and I would do all of that again, and I would do it the same way.
Does he sound like he regrets it and is going to change his ways? The old days of the GOP patting us on the head have got to stop. The low-T GOP has got to stop. We have to turn into something better. We have to turn into something more. Maybe that's why the entire GOP needs to get on a male vitality stack from Chalk. Male vitality stack. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. You know why we never do anything at all? You know why Joe Biden still isn't impeached? We have these losers like Thune and others. I'll get to them in a minute. Talking about, well, we don't need to impeach him. That's too far. We need to focus on policy. Why? Because they're not on male vitality stacks from Chalk. You need to be on one, and so do they. And ladies, they got female vitality stacks for you. We got a long road to go here in this country. We have a lot of battles to fight and a lot of battles to win, and we're not going to win them if we're a bunch of weak losers. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, and start it today. 90 days later, you're not going to believe how you feel. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Go now.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to all the latest and greatest in the corporate world here. Dr. Fauci, Disney going to crap, and more. But I just want to do this. Speaking of the low-T GOP, I know people are angry. I'm angry. Chris, did we ever get the flowery music on the thing? I've got options. I'm not sold on it. A simple no would have sufficed, Chris. It was a yes or no question. So the music didn't get put on there. Chris, can I have some of the music? I know you're not sold on it. Can you just pick one and we'll give it a test run? Ooh, this has potential. It's starting off a little slow, but I'm not against it. Nah, what else do we have? Do we have more? Do we have more, or were you lying just to try to cover your rear end? You have more? All right, let's do it. What is it? Oh, I like this. I like this. Michael? Michael? Well, don't blow me away with your enthusiasm, Michael. All right, you know what? We're going to try this one for tonight. John Cornyn has made a statement about Lauren Boebert trying to impeach Joe Biden, and here it is. I know people are angry. I'm angry at the Biden administration for their policies at the border and a whole host of other things. But I also think we need to look at what's achievable. Senator John Cornyn, Texas. Yeah, that's pretty standard, isn't it? Donald Trump gets elected. Democrats impeach him twice over nothing. Special investigator ruins the first 2 years of his presidency. Now, once Donald Trump's out of office, they're going to indict him in not one, not two, not three, but four different cities. They're going to throw him in a dark hole for the rest of his life. But one impeachment attempt for Joe Biden, the criminal, that we now have evidence of his crimes now. And of course, Senator Low T. Cornyn steps up and says, well, it's not the time, guys. Let me tell you something. I brought up the DOJ and FBI and where the country's going. Let's leave the senators alone for a second. Your red state GOP is not ready for what's coming. Your red state GOP needs to be revamped with anti-communists. Because, yes, I'm talking about Cornyn and Thune, that loser, all of them. Tom Tillis, they all suck. But forget about the federal guys. At a state level, our state guys, they've got to be replaced. Who's going to do that, though? I mean, my goodness, who's going to replace these state? Who's going to replace your state rep? You are. Jesse, I can't. Jesse, I don't know what I'm doing. I've never run for office. Yeah, good. That's why you're the one who's qualified. No, Jesse, you don't understand. I've got skeletons in my closet. I've been divorced, or I lost a business, or I've got a criminal record. Or Jesse, you don't understand. People on the right are ready for your skeletons. Don't hide from them. Don't run from them. Wrap your arms around them. Hold them up and say, yep, it's true. I'm human. Guess what? He's still a low T rhino and he's got to go. That's how that needs to be handled. We have got to start revamping the low T GOP as anti-communists. All right. All right. Jesse, whoever does not receive the Republican nomination, either Trump or Ron DeSantis, that person will become a third party candidate and prevent Republicans from beating the Democrat candidate. Just going to go just like Ross Perot did, so on and so forth. Said you have a great show. No, they won't. Ron DeSantis is not going to run third party and screw the GOP. Donald Trump is not going to run third party and screw the GOP. These things are not going to happen. I know we have enough concerns out there right now. We don't need to add extras. By the way, speaking of Joe Biden's crimes, this is a little long. This is Jason Smith today laying out all these, just listen to this.
Not one, but two IRS employees are blowing the whistle with evidence that the federal government is not treating taxpayers equally when enforcing tax laws. The whistleblowers were working on an investigation into Hunter Biden that opened in November of 2018 as an offshoot of a separate corporate investigation by the IRS. This was an investigation in the ordinary course of work at the IRS. It was not ordered by any individual or any political entity. The testimony we released today shows the IRS recommended charges against Hunter Biden that included attempt to evade or defeat tax, a felony, fraud or false statements, a felony, and willful failure to file returns, supply information, or pay tax. These tax crimes cover an estimated 2.2 million in unreported tax on global income streams to Mr. Biden and his associates from Ukraine, Romania, and China, totaling 17.3 million from 2014 to 2019. Mr. Biden personally received $8.3 million.
But it's not time. It's just not. It's not appropriate. John Thune wants to focus on policy, guys. John Thune wants to focus on policy. God, jeez. All right. Get to some emails and we'll get to some good news. Bud Light stuff. Fauci stuff, all kinds of juicy stuff. You know what else is juicy? My phone. I don't know why it would be juicy. I guess it's just because the battery is charged. But you know what? It is juicy, Chris, because the battery's charged, so it has a lot of juice in it. What, Chris? Plus, it's a Pure Talk phone. So every month when I pay the bill, I'm not funding commie scum. Are you funding commie scum when your cell phone bill gets paid automatically every month? I know you have it hooked up to your credit card or your bank, and I know it comes out automatically. I pay half of what you pay because I switched to Pure Talk. I'm on the same great 5G network. I have the same coverage you do, and I pay half of what you pay. Veteran-owned. Veteran-owned. Love this country so much. U.S.-based customer service. And 10 minutes it took me on the phone? I actually think it took me less than 10 minutes. 10 minutes on the phone? Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. Tonight is the night. Go save a fortune and feel better about your cell bill. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in for tomorrow. Ask me anything. All 3 hours will be about you. Email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Good news for all of us. This is a headline from New York Mag, which is a total commie rag, but still. Bud Light, Target, in a new era of corporate caution. Target's lost $15 billion. Bud Light's no longer number one. Even Starbucks, which has long been one of the most garbage organizations out there, they've quietly announced they're dialing way back on all the pride stuff. The right had enough. Finally started putting its money where its morals were, and we're doing all right. All right, Chris, we need to dig into this. We need to dig into this. I need this soft music on my soundboard, and we have to settle. You said you have a few more? Give me a few more. Give me a few more. Give me your first one. Let's go. This one's the leader in the clubhouse, dude. It's the piano. Listen, the piano. I'm about to cry. Just listen to it. No, it's good. Hold on. Give me another second with it. Oh, yeah. It's going to be hard to beat that one. Okay. All right. All right. I'm waiting. I'm not. No, we can't ask the wife. Listen, listen. There are two things. You really, when you're married, Chris, you are married now. So let me give you some advice. All right. You and your wife, you're a team. All right. You're a team. You support each other. God gave us women so we could support each other. Right. But there are some things that the wife can never be involved in ever. Not many, not many. Look, you don't want to have split bank accounts or something like that, but because you want to live the rest of your lives together. But you can never ask your wife about what's funny. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Unless you're going to gauge her reaction by what she rolls her eyes at. If she rolls her eyes at it or says something to the effect of, that's terrible, you know that's funny. So you can't ever ask her what's funny. And you can't ever, under any circumstances, ask her about music. We've had this talk before. You can't ask her about music. I know they're more in touch with their emotions. I know. No, Chris, no. We can't ask her about the music. Sorry. This has to be a man decision. All right, what's the next one? It's too slow. No, it's gone. Gone. What's the next one? Chris, the whole country's waiting. It's almost kind of inspirational, isn't it? It's called Weeping Piano? Really? Oh my gosh, these musicians are so dramatic. No, dump that. Is that it? Are there more? Give me one more. It's too slow. It's the pregnant pauses. I can't do. Dump that one. Play the first one again. That's definitely it. Dump the cannon. Sorry, cannon. That was the last time you'll be fired on the show. No more cannon. Sorry. It's cannon, I love you, but we have a mission on the show. And what is that mission?
We're changing people's lives.
That's the mission. And you know who we haven't heard from in ages, and I miss her? Maria Salazar. There are a lot of dumb people in Congress. You know what? Maybe that's what we should do. Instead of the hottest women in Congress list, the dumbest people in Congress list. She made the hottest one. She'll be the only one who makes both lists.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen. Thank you.
Let's get to some emails. Listening to the world famous Jesse Kelly podcast, in my whole life I've used extra butter and less milk, and it changes the whole way the space cheese powder, milk, and butter emulsify. Why do you say that back to me like I know what that means, Chris? What does that mean, emulsified? How it comes together? Okay. I know that's a big word, he says, but you're a world-famous author. His name is Travis. Thank you, Travis, for the emulsifying email. I think I got it. Jesse, past couple shows, you described your frustration with Trump talking to communists and not taking the indictment seriously. We both know he's a smart man, and I'm starting to think the junkyard dog wants all this. The communist media he talks to gives him an enemy when they publish garbage about him. To him, it's good for his brand and keeps his base energized. As for the indictments, I think he knows he's going to jail, just as you and I both know. So why not play it to your advantage in helping you win an election? Every charge against him at this point has been political, and everyone knows it. Every time he gets a boost in the polls and donations, only way I see him being able to fight this is to win in 2024, and as long as he's viable politically, it keeps him alive. Maybe that's it. Man, you know, maybe I'm being naive because you said you know he's going to jail. I think he's going to jail. But I guess I'm holding out hope that doesn't happen. I guess that's probably being childish, isn't it? Am I being childish holding out that hope? But I don't want that, man. That'd be so bad. Even if you're one of these Trump haters, That would be so bad for this country. It'd be hard to see how that band gets put back together again. Oh, I forgot to mention Bud Light. Speaking of Bud Light, they put out an ad online. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to run it on TV, but they put out an ad online. And I'll tell you this much. One, don't ever buy Bud Light again. Remember, we're not going back. We have to leave them dead on the side of the road. Let's keep that going. But two, I understand what they're doing, and I actually think it's smart. What the ad is, it's the least serious ad I've seen from anybody in ages. It's a big goofball ad with people getting sunburnt and spilling drinks and walking into screen doors. I actually watched it and snickered a little bit, and it occurred to me, I think they're doing the only thing they can do. And remember, I'm not supporting them. You shouldn't support them. But I think the only play, if you're Bud Light at this point in time, just go with funny. Spend all those millions, fire all the liberal white women, hire some genuinely funny writers, and just go lighthearted and funny for years. People are not going to forgive you tomorrow or next year, and they shouldn't. Remember, let's never go back. You and I will never go back. People are not going to forgive you next year, next month, whatever. But over time, enough years go by, and now you're just funny brand. Now you're just, hey, make me laugh brand. I think that's a path to get part of the way back. I think that's a, no matter what, people love to laugh. People love to laugh. Everyone but feminists, they love to laugh. I think you can't ever get back to what you were, right? That ship has sailed. It's like OJ. OJ, what? I didn't mean that way, Chris, but kind of in that way. OJ could rehab his image somewhat. He's never going to be a movie star again or get on Saturday Night Live again or do any of the things he did before. He's never going to be thought of as this world-class running back. You're still going to be the guy who chopped your wife's head off, but you can attempt to rehab that image a little. Was that a bad example? That probably was a bad example. Well, everyone understands what I'm saying, Chris. Quit emulsifying the show. You know what? Let's focus on something better, not Chris. Let's focus on preborn for a moment. Grabbing somebody when they're at their lowest moment and pulling them out of that moment, isn't that the greatest thing you can do for somebody? Look, everybody wants to pat you on the back when you get a promotion at work. Everything's going well. I'm getting married. Everyone loves that. Who's there for you when you're a young lady and you get pregnant when you didn't want to? Who's there for you? I've heard these stories. No one sticks around. Everyone either craps on you or they're trying to get you to go, hey, go get that abortion. Parents will make their daughters go get it. No, you really need an abortion. Preborn at that moment when that young lady is going to get an abortion, that's when they step in and say, no, you don't have to do that. We're here to help you. Let's get you an ultrasound. And she'll hear the heartbeat and she'll choose life. But then preborn doesn't just kick her out. Hey, good, you got a baby now. Best of luck. Up to 2 years of care. Diapers, formula. She's in an abusive relationship, and oftentimes she is. They'll get her out, get her in a shelter. If she's got substance problems, they'll get treatment for that. Caring. That's awesome, isn't it? And that's what you do with your preborn donations. $28 buys that ultrasound. But there's no limit. $140 buys five of them. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and let's check in with Communist John Denver, also known as Randy Weingarten. She's part of the DHS now. Yeah, the Department of Homeland Security. She's joining the School Safety Board. These people, they just get together in one big cabal, all these elites, one big cabal of failure. It's a ball of failure, and they just sit up there and emulsify with each other. What, Chris? Wait, did that work? I knew I nailed that. I knew. I don't obfuscate, Chris. I knew I nailed that one. Anyway, They sit up there and they just hand out various jobs and resume padding things to each other with our money. It's just the worst daggone thing in the world. By the way, did you hear Matt Gaetz going after Durham yesterday? I kind of liked it.
You tried two cases, lost both of them, and then the one plea, guilty plea you got, Kleinsmith. Kleinsmith is back to practicing law in Washington, D.C. today.
Yeah, that's beyond my control.
Right, but the fact that you allowed that plea to occur, right, and then the punishment was insufficient, the fact that you didn't charge Andrew McCabe, you didn't convict the lying Democrats or the lying Russians, you didn't investigate Mifsud or the Mueller probe, even though, as we sit here today in black letter, that was your charge. And it just seems so facially obvious that it's not what's in your report that's telling. It's the omission. It's the lack of work you did. And for the people like the chairman who put trust in you, I think you let them down. I think you let the country down. And you are one of the barriers to the true accountability that we need.
Well, I don't know if you've ever investigated a crime.
You didn't investigate these, Mr. Durham.
Whether or
how about
not.
Andy McCabe? Did you charge him? Did you investigate him?
Gentlemen, time has expired. The witness can respond, and we'll move on to our last.
I don't know, sir, whether or not you've ever had occasion to try to investigate crimes under the rules and regulations and under the Constitution that we're bound by. We can gather evidence in particularly lawful ways. Can't charge people because we might think
something.
It's not
just that you didn't charge
people.
You didn't investigate.
Gentlemen, you didn't investigate
the Mueller team wiping their phones, and you won't tell us who gave the orders because you're protecting those.
Really, that's the bottom line. I know John Durham's supposed to be some hero pointing out government malfeasance, and he's out there saying things that are supposed to pat you on the head and pat me on the head, talking about the two-tier justice system and the nation cannot stand.
I don't think that things can go too much further with the view that law enforcement, particularly the FBI, the Department of Justice, runs a two-tiered system of justice. The nation can't stand under those circumstances.
But you didn't go after any of the serious players. And at the end of your report, you recommended no charges for these people. So you can sit up there and give as many speeches in front of Congress as you want about accountability and two-tier justice system, and the nation cannot stand. As I've said a million times, this nation cannot be saved until government people start going to prison. Period. End of story. It's just a fact. Dear Shogoracle. I like that, Chris. That Shogor, it's a mixture of Shogun and Oracle, Chris. You're so emulsifying. It just occurred to me that during my time in the Corps in the 1980s, the commandant was General Paul Kelly. Go figure. Also, it's nice to know you found the other half of Rush Limbaugh's brain, and are putting it to good use. I think General Kelly and Rush would be proud. Keep up the good work. Semper Fi's. Name's Darren. Ah, that's cool. Greetings, Menu Whisperer and Cherry Pie aficionado. I'm the guy who brought you the cherry pie in Harrisburg. How was it? Or, being the secret agent you are, did you assume it was poisoned or rigged to explode and have your body double assume the risk? In either case, it was great to meet you and shake hands with the world-famous author. His name is Colin. Listen, I've told you before about food. I have a little story here. So again, we are used to a much more lower-end, lower-class version of radio than we currently have now. This whole nationally syndicated coast-to-coast thing is quite new to us. That's why we're so low-class around here. Everyone knows I love to eat. This is not exactly news. I love to eat. I'm completely ruled by my stomach. It's terrible. It's embarrassing. Everyone knows this. People used to send us food all the time. I'm talking home-cooked pies and stuff like that. You name it, people would send us food. We ate everything. Everything. We ate everything. And finally, Premier agrees to sign us on for national syndication. It's the greatest day ever. And we just kept doing the show. We've always done. That's why the show sounds the same now as it did before, except the music's a little better. But we just kept doing this show we did before. We kept doing all the things we did before, including eating all the food. And I'll never forget when the corporate suits showed up down here, because they built us a studio down here in Houston. And so we have our own little spot here, and it's great, and we got it all full of oatmeal cream pies and everything else you need, and these idiots have beer in the fridge, and we have lots of salsas and hot sauce. Lots of salsas and hot sauce. But anyway, the suits showed up, And there was another shelf of listener food that we were eating. And they asked, what is this food? And we said, that's food the listeners send in. And they said, you're not eating that food, right? And we said, no, not really. Well, I did admit that we were eating the food. They were mortified, absolutely mortified, because that bunch of people want to kill me. And they just said, you know, someone's going to poison you, right? You can't do that. So I've been given strict rules by the suits, who apparently want this show to go on for some time. They don't feel like having to scrape my dead body off the studio floor. They've told me I'm not allowed to eat any food that I am brought or sent by anybody ever. That said, that cherry pie was freaking delicious. Thank you very much. Dear Oracle Burger Generalissimo. You know what? I'm going to have to get to this in just a moment. This is going to be a big one here. Before I get to that, let's get to this. We're going to get to BlackRock and Ukraine and Disney and this email and all kinds of stuff in the last hour. But we have to take care of your feet first. Because the slippers you wear around the house, hopefully you do wear something, they're not made to support you. That's why your knees hurt, and your back hurt at the end of the day, your feet hurt at the end of the day. Or even worse, you're going to do what I did forever. You go barefoot around the house. Oh, it's fine. I'll go barefoot. It's terrible for you. Get yourself some all-season slippers from MyPillow. Great gift for dad, mom, all kinds of different colors and styles. And there's a closeout sale. They're $120 off right now. They're normally $149.98. Right now, they're $25, man. Don't miss out on them when they're $25. You're getting $149 slippers for $29. You wear them inside, outside, doesn't matter. You got to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse, and that's how you get the deal of a lifetime on all-season slippers. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call them. They're wonderful on the phone. 800-845-0544. Protect your feet. Guard your feet. They're the only two you're ever going to have, all right? I guess, actually, you might get a prosthetic foot, but that's different. Protect your feet. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.